We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to At Your Service here on KMOX. What a trooper Kevin Killeen is. Sick and got through the news. I'm impressed with your diligence.
Thank you. And I'm looking forward. What do you got on the show today? Is there
anything? Oh, we got a good one today.
What do you got?
We have Senator Claire McCaskill and also Attorney General Josh Hawley. I don't know whether you heard or not. They're going to be running against each other to see who's going to be the senator for the state of Missouri.
Claire's going to be on live?
No. Here's what I did.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to both of them separately. I asked each one of them the same 9 questions. Neither one heard the other's response. So instead of them, as we saw with the debate and how they kind of feed off of each other, these are just plain simple questions. They will see what their answers will be. And the only restriction that they had was 1 minute. We had 1 minute to tell us why they felt they should be senator. Other than that, they could ramble as long as they want to.
Well, I'm definitely going to be listening to this. We might even get some news out of this. We put in the newscast.
I think there may be something there for you. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. See, I've already helped you for your show today.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care of that throat. Kevin Killeen, folks, one of my favorite people. He's not feeling well, though, but he's a trooper. All right. So as you heard, we're going to have Claire McCaskill, Senator McCaskill, and Attorney General Josh Hawley here in just a bit. We're going to have some fun today because I've got a few things I want to talk about. One of which is once you hear the questions and the answers, I'd like for you to get involved. But there's some things that have started to really kind of irk me with regard to the campaigns and the ads. And it doesn't really make a difference who the candidate is at this point. And so I'll ask you these questions and you can follow up. You can text us or you can give us a call a little later. So you can think about this as you're moving around on this Sunday afternoon. I don't think you're raking leaves. You may be in the car waiting on your significant to come out of some unforsakable shopping expedition. Something that you really didn't want to do, but you're doing it. We appreciate that. But in any event, while you're listening, think about these things. Are you more or less engaged by the politics as we know them today? And if you are or are not, I want to know why. And what would you change about how campaigns are run? The next question is, with all the commercials about various candidates, has it really changed how you feel about the person you intend on voting for? Or are you of that small minority of people at this late stage who hasn't figured out who they're going to vote for? And it's not just for one particular race. Or are you one that's still on the fence? And the other one is, do you make up your mind now according to party lines? Or is it the individual that you probably had to do some homework on? And I think one of the things, I think the people who put these campaign ads together, they think that what they're telling you is gospel. And we know that's not necessarily the case all the time. So how do you amass your information when you decide to vote on a person and or an issue? And my fifth question would be, have you ever been polled? Have you ever, you know, polls seem to have a significant impact on how people are viewed, whether they can win a campaign or not. But have you ever, it's almost like the Nielsen ratings in TV. I don't know. I've never met a person who has ever been polled, let alone a person who's got the Nielsen box to tell you what you're watching on TV. So, but apparently these people exist. I just don't know any of them. And I've been around for a while. Don't know any of them. So maybe you're the one I'm going to talk to today. So those are some of the things we have going on. I also ran across a gentleman who has a new book out. And what intrigued me by it was there may be a gene that we're carrying that helps us decide on how our politics work. And I kind of have to feel that that's an exclusive gene for the extreme of both left and right parties. I don't think it makes up for everybody, because those people of the extreme nature have more of an impact on others because they're more boisterous with regard to their opinion and their feeling and their philosophy. But we'll talk with Daniel Lieberman later. And the other gentleman we'll talk to later is Bruce Nagy. He's got a new book out. It's called Clean Energy Age. It's a guide to beating the climate change. Some people believe there is a climate change. Those who think there isn't one, this probably won't include you. But you ought to listen anyway, because you just never know. So what we'll do first is take our first break. We'll come back. We'll start things off with Senator Claire McCaskill, followed by Attorney General Josh Hawley. You'll hear them both with the same questions. They don't have a chance to hear what the other one has to say. You'll hear it coming up next here on KMOX. Welcome back, everybody. We continue with At Your Service here on KMOX. Mike Claiborne here. And one of my favorite segments I love to do when the campaigns are up and running is get two candidates on that are opposing each other, and we ask them a series of questions. And with us this afternoon is Senator Claire McCaskill from the great state of Missouri. Senator, thank you so much for joining us. Are you ready to play?
I am, Mike.
All right. Well, here we go. The first question, would you agree that Washington as we know it is broken? And if so, what can you do as an individual with one vote in the Senate to help fix things?
Well, the most important thing we have to do right now is realize that we gotta hang on to the middle. Compromise is what makes our government work. And the last thing we need to do is elect somebody to come to Washington that just sees it one way. I've got a pretty strong record of working on both sides of the aisle. I've done a lot with my Republican colleagues, and if it weren't an election year, they'd tell you that. And so I am a moderate. I'm not afraid to say the word compromise. My opponent never says the word compromise. He said he disagrees with nothing the president's done. Well, I can't find anybody that hasn't done something that I disagree with. The point is, we got to find common ground. And the way that we make Washington work is we quit standing on opposite sides of the room and calling each other names, and we come to the middle and we figure out what we can agree on, and then we make meaningful progress on really hard problems that impact Missourians' lives.
You know, you must be reading my mind, because my second question is, and you're dealing in politics, when was the last time you reached across the aisle to the opposite party to get something accomplished for the good of your constituents?
Well, I'm known as one of the most bipartisan senators in Washington. I've gotten more legislation across the finish line because I do work with my Republican colleagues. Just in the last 6 months, the president has signed a number of my bills that I worked with my Republican friends. Whether it was getting benefits for World War II veterans that were exposed to mustard gas, or whether it is making sure that pharmacies can tell you what the lowest price is when you get your prescriptions, or even something really important like lowering the price of hearing aids by getting rid of some of the ridiculous regulations. All of those things I've done in the very recent past together with my Republican colleagues.
As a senator from the state of Missouri, what's the most important thing you can bring back to help the citizens of Missouri, aside from jobs, because we all know that's the great four-letter word these days? So what could you bring back, or what do you feel in your next term, should you be awarded one, that you can bring back to help the citizens of Missouri?
Well, I think, first of all, I'm really proud that in a bipartisan way, we were able to get the MGA for St. Louis. That's a tremendous investment. It's going to make a long-term and permanent impact on the stability of North St. Louis. Together on a bipartisan basis, we've finally gotten some progress on the problems that we've had with the underground fire out in the county where we have worked together. I think that the programs like Promise Zones and Opportunity Zones and, frankly, research money that I've worked on with Senator Blunt to get more research money that has a direct impact on jobs in Missouri, particularly in St. Louis with WashU, and all of the jobs that are created out of the research that goes on around WashU. And most importantly, realizing that the federal government shouldn't tell state and local governments what to do, but they ought to provide some incentives at the right time to leverage state and local dollars to really make a difference in terms of turning around the most stressed neighborhoods.
Senator Claire McCaskill is our guest. We're on to question number four. If elected, or in your case, reelected, what would you personally do to change how Washington works where more can get done?
Well, I think there's a real contrast here between Josh Hawley and me. I don't always vote with my party. I publicly opposed Harry Reid, who was the leader of a Democratic Party. I publicly opposed my Democratic colleagues when they tried to shut the government down over immigration issues. I am somebody who does strike an independent path. And when you do that, that's when you are in a place that you can find common ground. That's when you can find a place that you can say, hey, I don't agree with you on that, but we kind of agree on this. Why don't we do that? And if you just go out to Washington and say it's my way or the highway, which is happening on the far left and the far right, and there's no question, my opponent, he proudly says he's on the far right. We need more in the middle. And that's where I am, and that's why I can help repair some of the damage that has been done by the rampant tribalism that you see right now in politics.
Campaigns have gone haywire with the ads that we see and hear on TV and radio. Would you like to eliminate the personal attack ads that we see? I know you've been part of some. I know your opponent would probably feel that he's been misrepresented as well. Is that something you'd like to see politicians get away from?
Oh, I think it's awful. And my opponent hasn't seen, I mean, we've talked about the fact that he filed a lawsuit to get rid of pre-existing conditions. But that's something he did as part of his job, and it's factual. In fact, every fact checker has said that our ads are completely true. On the other hand, he has run a campaign of personal destruction for me and my family, impugning my integrity, and more importantly, and to me anyway, the integrity of my husband. My husband started out, his first job was in a steel mill. He built a tremendous business, created thousands of jobs, all before I ever met him. And somehow they're trying to turn that into something nasty and demonize who he is and what he's accomplished. I've done nothing as a senator to help my husband, nothing. And the Republicans know it, that they are going to twist and distort the facts beyond recognition. What we've got to do is we've got to clean up all this dark money in politics. It's the dark money, over $18 million of anonymous money has been spent on behalf of my opponent. We've got to make sure that you know who's paying for these ads. The pharmaceutical companies are after me. They know I'm after them. They want to get rid of me. I bet you a dollar that there is a whole bunch of pharmaceutical company in those ads against me because they don't want me coming back. I've already held them accountable two or three times. It's gotten very awkward and painful for them. And it is, if you knew who was paying for the ads, it would impact how much you believed them. And at a very minimum, we should do that. Josh Hawley thinks there's nothing wrong with anonymous ads. He thinks there's nothing wrong with dark money. I disagree, and I think the Citizens United case is one of the worst decisions we've had in our lifetime. We're the only country in the world that allows this kind of nonsense to go on. It's time for some transparency so voters can sort it out. They can't sort it out now. It's such a jungle.
Senator Claire McCaskill is our guest. Going on to number six, question number six, what would you like to see change in your party?
Well, I would like to see my party understand that not all states are the same, and we need to focus on the things that most of us agree on, like workers' rights, like bringing down the cost of health care. And we need to quit worrying about who's scoring the points. Who cares whether or not it's the ACA or a different plan? Let's get together and bring down the price. Make it work better. I think if I could change one thing about my party, it would be for us to quit worrying about winning elections and worry more about what are we doing to help people.
Let's move to question number seven. Your opponent has said a lot of things about you, and some of them, I'm sure, you would certainly debate on how truthful they are. Give me the one thing you want to be perfectly clear about that's not been an opinion, but what certainly the truth.
Well, the most important thing is that all of the fact checks, all of them, whether it And there's been four or five different organizations, nonpartisan organizations, have said the ads, they're trying to tell Missourians that I have used my job to enrich my family, are false. That is not true. That money didn't go in my husband's pocket, and Josh Hawley knows it, and the Republicans know it. And there is nothing that I have done as a senator to help my husband in terms of his business. And it is so hard to watch somebody that you care about be demonized like they've done that. You know, my husband's business is large and it's complicated, and it's so hypocritical in the age of Trump that they would decide the way to beat me is to go after my successful businessman husband. I'm pretty sure we elected a successful businessman president, and the Republicans are great with that. And so that's the thing I think that's been the most unfair, is the way they have actually out and out lied about my record in the Senate as it relates to my husband's business.
All right, two more questions, and this is the be nice question. Is there anything you've come to appreciate about your opponent during this campaign?
Well, we haven't had a chance. I mean, Josh hasn't. I don't know Josh Hawley very well. He is obviously just ran for office for the first time, you know, less than 2 years ago. There are lots of Republicans in Missouri I know well and have worked well with and consider good friends. I haven't had an opportunity because Josh has burst onto the scene a very short time ago. Haven't had a chance to get to know him. I certainly think he has a beautiful family. And I certainly respect that. I think he has, he's a man of God, and I think he is someone who is very focused on his faith and his family, and I think that's always something to admire.
All right, final question for Senator Claire McCaskill. In 1 minute, why are you the best person to represent all of Missouri?
I think Missourians like somebody who is has common sense, and who has an independent streak, and who gets things done, and is willing to compromise, and is not somebody who says, it's got to be what my party says or nothing. As much as Josh Hawley tries to tell people that I am somehow captured by Washington liberals, that's not what my record is. And I think Missourians know that. I think they know I get a lot done. I think they know I work hard. There's no other senator that has done 52 town halls in 1 year all over the state, even in places I'm not very popular. So I'll continue to work hard. I'll continue to find ways I can really get things done to help Missourians and their families. And I'm never going to put my party before my state.
Senator Claire McCaskill, we thank you for your time today. That wasn't too bad, was it?
That was great. It was great to be with you, Mike.
Hey, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck in your campaign.
Thank you so much.
That's Senator Claire McCaskill. Stand by, folks. When we return, we'll hear from the Attorney General for the state of Missouri. He is Josh Hawley. He comes your way next on KMOX. Welcome back, everybody. We continue with At Your Service here on KMOX. And as you know, we are talking to the two candidates running for Senate here in the state of Missouri. And with us this afternoon is Josh Hawley. Josh, this is our first time having a chance to talk. So we first of all say welcome, and secondly, thank you for visiting with us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready.
Here we go. First question. What would you agree that Washington is broken? And if so, as an individual with one vote in the Senate, how would you fix it?
Yes, I think Washington is completely broken. I think the way you fix it is you've got to go stand up for your state. I mean, I will be the senator from Missouri if I'm elected. I will fight for the interests of Missouri. I'm willing to work with anybody. I don't care what party they're from. I don't care what their background is. If they are for what is good for Missouri and good for the country, I'll work with them.
Interesting you pose it in that manner, because the next question is, in your dealings in politics, when was the last time you reached out across party lines to get something accomplished for the good of your constituents?
I was just saying, as Attorney General, it's my job to enforce the laws regardless of party, regardless of who it is. And I certainly have had to stand up to my own party. I have taken on big, powerful interests like the big pharma companies, filing the largest lawsuit in Missouri history against them. I've gone after big tech. I've gone after human traffickers, organized crime. So my record is you know, I'm going to defend the people of my state no matter what, and I'll work with anybody to do it.
All right, question number three. As a senator from the state of Missouri, what is the most important thing you can bring back to help your constituents? Now, before you answer, the four-letter word we like to use is jobs. Why don't you be specific on what you think you can bring back to help your constituents?
Well, I think one of the important things we've got to do is get pro-Constitution judges on the bench. I mean, you look what happened with the Kavanaugh disaster, the way that the Democrats attempted to mount a smear campaign against Judge Kavanaugh. We need pro-Constitution judges who will respect our values. We also need to secure our border. I mean, we have 55,000 undocumented immigrants in the state of Missouri as of 2014. We don't need drugs and gangs. We don't need the pressure driving down wages for our folks. We need to secure our border, and we need to make sure that we're increasing the wages of Missouri workers, protecting Missouri workers and farmers, not driving down their wages.
We're visiting with Attorney General Josh Hawley. He's running against Claire McCaskill for Senate here in the state of Missouri. Question number four, if elected, what will you personally do to change how Washington works and how we can get more done?
And I think it goes back to being willing to work with anybody of whatever their background, whatever state they're from, whatever their party they're from, in order to get done with for the people of Missouri, you know, and take building a wall. We need to build a wall. We need to secure our border. We need to enforce the laws on the southern border in a way that will work for the people of Missouri. I don't care what the background is of other senators, what party they're from. I'll work with anybody who wants to do that. The fact that Claire McCaskill hasn't been willing to cross the aisle on any issue, you know, health care is another one. We have got to get health care costs down. We've got to get rid of the failures of Obamacare. We've got to protect people with pre-existing conditions, do it without Obamacare. Senator McCaskill has not been willing to cross the aisle to do it. I will.
Moving right along, what would you like to see change in your party?
Well, look, I mean, I think that we've got far too many people who just, you know, salute the party establishment and say, well, I'll just do what I'm told. And that's certainly not what I've done as Attorney General. I've gone out and done what is best for the people of Missouri. You know, when I filed the biggest lawsuit in Missouri history against Big Pharma, I had a lot of people, including a lot of Republicans, say, oh, my gosh, you can't do that. You know, that's not what Republicans do. That's just nonsense. You've got to do what you know is best. And, you know, the party establishment, people are tired of the party establishment calling the shots. They want folks who are going to be tough, who are going to be fighters, and who are going to go fight for our state.
Question number six. Would you like to eliminate personal attack ads?
I would like to eliminate untruthful ads, and I'd like to have folks follow the rules in campaign finance laws. I mean, one of the things that is most disappointing to me in this election season is my opponent has been deliberately trying to violate federal campaign finance laws by telling Chuck Schumer, who has spent $16 million in this state, $16 million attacking me. She's been telling him what ads to run, how to do it, what scripts to use. Federal law prohibits that. I think it's just terrible. I think candidates should abide by the laws, and they should stay what their campaign is about and not spend all of this this money and all of this effort trying to skirt campaign laws to attack somebody else.
Question number seven. Your opponent has said some things I'm sure you would debate on the truthfulness of them. So what's the one thing you want to be perfectly clear on that has not been, in your opinion, the whole truth?
Well, Senator McCaskill has been touting a big smear, a big lie that because I'm opposed to Obamacare, I don't want to cover folks with pre-existing conditions. My own child has a pre-existing condition. This is a personal issue to me. I am in favor of forcing insurance companies to cover everybody with pre-existing conditions on the same terms as everybody else, but we don't need Obamacare to do it, and that's the truth.
Is there anything you can come to appreciate about your opponent during this campaign?
You know, I think that one of the things that Senator McCaskill, I know, is important to her is she has been a mentor to young people, to young women in particular. She talks a lot about that and about it's important to her to be a role model. And I admire her for doing that. You know, I'm married to a strong woman, a gal who is has a career, my wife does. And I've seen some of the obstacles she's faced in the workplace and in her career. And when I look at Senator McCaskill and her dedication to mentoring, to helping people have some of the success that she's had, I think that's very admirable.
All right, Josh Hawley, final question for you. Your 1 minute on why you feel you are the best person to represent all of Missouri.
You know, it's because I understand our way of life and I'm willing to fight for it. You know, our country's at risk. I mean, this election is about saving our country, and we need somebody to go to Washington, D.C., who knows who we are as Missourians, who comes from this way of life, who loves it and is willing to fight for it, and who's going to be tough and independent-minded in doing that. Senator McCaskill has failed. She sold us out to the big money interests in her party. She's just a party-line Democrat. That is not what Missourians want. I will be an independent voice for Missouri. I'll be a tough voice for Missouri, and that's why I should be the next U.S. Senator.
All right. Well, Josh Hawley, we certainly thank you for your time. And again, it was a pleasure to meet you. We wish you the best of luck during your campaign, good health and good safety on the roads. And we'll see how things work out on the election day. And again, thank you for your time and participating.
Thanks for having me.
He's Josh Hawley. I'm Mike Claiborne. So you've heard them both. Love to get your thoughts on what you heard. Interesting. When I came up with the idea, I thought it would be something where one wouldn't react to what the other said. But there were certain things that you could tell that they had embedded that they wanted to make sure that their opponent was going to be highlighted as well. I want to get your thoughts. And for all the associate assistants to the chief of staff or whatever you want to call them for the respective candidates, save it, okay? I don't need you to tell me what a great job one did over the other. You can decide that on your own. But I'd be interested to get your thoughts on what you came away with from these two candidates. And you may vote for one of them. You may not vote at all. I don't know. But I want to get your thoughts on that. And is there anything that you learned about these two candidates in our discussion with them? So you can do that now. You can give us a call, 436-7900. Our toll-free number is 800-925-1120. And you can also hit us on, you can text us as well, *1120. Is that correct? Yeah. Zach Schmidt's in charge today, so he just tells me what to do. And one of the things he's telling me to do now is shut up and go to a commercial break. Your turn next on KMOX. Welcome back, everybody. It's 1:45 on a Sunday afternoon. Mike Claiborne here on KMOX. Let's take a phone call. Jan has been very patient. Jan, thank you for waiting. Welcome to KMOX.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank you for the manner in which you interviewed both of the candidates. That was a very nice way of doing that.
Well, thank you. But let me clear up one thing, Jan. We had a call. Somebody wanted to know when Josh Hawley was going to get equal time over the last hour. Claire went first and followed by Josh. So for that person who maybe didn't get all of it, we had them both on here in the last 40 minutes or so.
Sure.
Moving on along to Jan, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to quote a son of Missouri, Mark Twain. He said that it is one's duty to carry his code of morals to the polls and to vote them. And again, that was from Mark Twain. And I would say that when I vote, and I don't vote for a particular party, I vote, and I don't vote according to the ads. I vote for something like that, a program that you just had in which you talked about issues and where the people stand, as well as, and it's very important to me, what one's voting record is. And Clara McCaskill is a master at pointing out what a moderate she is and how she is a daughter of Missouri, et cetera. But when one looks at her voting record, it is not the morals of Missouri. She votes every time with Chuck Schumer, she did with President Obama. She was his chairman, President Obama's chairman in the state of Missouri for his reelection, and was for Mrs. Clinton as she ran in Missouri. Those values are not mine, and that's her voting record. I vote very much, and I believe in the value of life.
Okay.
And she is endorsed by the National Abortion Rights Action League. She has 100% voting record. She has voted in favor of abortion. She has voted every time to for a policy of abortion on demand, which allows abortion for any reason.
All right, Jan.
All right,
I got the point. Thank you for your call. See, here is where when you do these sort of shows, and I appreciate Jan calling. She spent some time with us today. I didn't want to get into one side or the other because I'm sure someone could call up and do the same thing that Josh Hawley with regard to his political record. The point is, how do you disseminate the information? Because a lot of times, if you look at the ads and you hear them and you just say, well, wait a minute, that, I'm not sure if that's right. And you try and find it on your own. And I think what's happened in our society, we as individuals have allowed other people to influence us with accurate, fair information. I wonder how many of you actually do look up these things. Jan made a point about Clara's record and who she voted for and voted with. And maybe she's right, maybe she's not. But how many people actually do it where they can have a legitimate, educated opinion on something that they value? And obviously it's a vote. We don't see enough of that. And that's one of the issues that I think we see more in campaigns, where people will roll out a statement and automatically, because it's on radio or TV, it's gospel, it's the truth. Well, we know that's not the case. And there isn't, in my opinion, enough of a legitimate watchdog. Now, you will see certain media outlets try and find fact or fiction with regard to issues and what candidates say and do. But we don't hear enough of it because we kind of push it to the back, because sometimes we don't want the truth. We want something that's sensational. And if it can rub the other person's nose in the dirt, that even makes it better. I'm not sure if you can look at politics in the way this country and this world works today in that vein. Because if you do, you're going to put yourself in a bigger hole somewhere down the road. I would like more accountability with respect to what can be said and heard. And here's what's something that both candidates shared that I was mildly amused by. The dark money, where, and you've seen and you've heard the ads where they just go out and just rip these people up and down, and then
this is paid for.
It could be the Bird Watchers Association. We don't know, because nobody's going, hey, I want to find out who put that ad together, because that's where the dark money comes from. And these people say anything. You ever notice the difference when a person who has a campaign, and it's a reasonable campaign, it's a reasonable statement, and they say, hey, I approve this ad. But when you hear somebody get just torn to bits, they never say that candidate is nowhere near that ad. And that's a problem. I think if there are going to be people who want to take these sort of shots, and in a lot of cases inaccurate, should you know who they are? Should you know what their purpose is? Shouldn't you know why they are behind trying to make sure this person that they are opposing so vehemently is not elected? I think I would. I know I do. But there are campaign laws where, oh, we don't have to disclose anything, which was one of the greatest mistakes I think we've ever seen, because the money just continues to flow. And in what I see and what I read and what I research, more than half of it's wrong. A lot of it is just you know what, okay? But a convenient word or a convenient sentence is placed, and all of a sudden, that raises the eyebrow. That creates the issue. That's what you tell your neighbor. It's what you also share with other friends. The one sentence that gave you this sense of angst toward the opponent, you use that information. You don't use anything else, but you got what you wanted, and they know it. They know that they can give you one little tidbit, and you'll run with the ball. They know it's not necessarily true, and they say, well, yeah, okay, well, so what? It's not true. What are you going to do about it? There's no real penalty. If these candidates were held accountable in some way, shape, or form, I mean, it's not like you can put them in timeout or you take a vote away from them. You can't do any of that. So they can do whatever they want. And they're all guilty. There's nobody sacred here. And the individual candidates, in a lot of cases, are decent people. I think you would agree. Even if you don't like their politics, in a lot of cases, they're decent people. But there are people around them who are involved in, you know, digging it up that really run these campaigns. You put these people in a room and you talk to them in a civil manner, you'll get civil answers. You'll say, yeah, you know what? He's not a bad person. You ever notice, and especially when a person is outgoing, you ever notice how popular presidents are once they leave office? You know, you may have disliked the guy. He's a bum. He's this, he's that. Then all of a sudden you see him on somebody's show, or he comes on with Charlie Brennan or someone like that, somebody famous, not like this show. And they come on and you hang up the phone and you say, hey, you know, he's not a bad guy. He's not a bad woman. But you would never know because there are so many people who have taken that role of being the bad person that creates these ads, and they play right on the edge of truth. And if you turn the table around, they tell you, oh, that's a lie. That's not true. Well, wait a minute. You just roll one out against your opponent in a similar manner. So it's one of those deals that when you look at campaigns, I can't wait for the Wednesday after the election, okay? I know you got to be sick of it. I know I am. And I think that if you're still waiting on with bated breath to make a decision on who you're going to vote for, we may need to look at your vote because it's hard in one sense if you really do your homework and find out what the issues are pertinent to what your beliefs are. If you want to do that, that's good. But let's face it, at this stage, haven't we heard it all? Haven't we seen one person get your guy get beaten up or your female get beaten up? I mean, haven't you heard enough of that by now? Is it really going to change between today and Election Day by what you hear and see? It's the same ads. Now, somebody might pull a new rabbit out of their hat between now and Election Day. You know, that happens from time to time. But when it's all said and done, it is what it is. You already have a belief, and that's what you're going to vote for. Now, your belief may be one that is filled with misinformation, or maybe you like the way the guy combs his hair, or maybe you like the way she carries herself. I don't know. I mean, people vote. It's almost like when you look at college basketball and the NCAA basketball tournament, how people vote, well, I like the colors of the team. Or, you know, that coach is kind of handsome. You know, they come up with reasons that have nothing to do with the skill set of the team, but it may be something. And that's kind of how politics works these days. That's why politicians are so conscious of their look and what they say. And certainly when you saw the debate the other night or heard it, how calculated everyone was in making sure they came across as this good old person that we can vote for. Maybe they are. And again, you've already made your decision, I think, in most cases. But we wanted to give that to you just so you could hear a different side to them. Some of those things you probably have heard, but some of the things you might say, well, you know, I get it. But here's the one thing we do know. They can find a way to rip the other person. There's no question about that. All right, next hour, I got to talk about this Saudi thing. Because it's a one simple question that nobody seems to have an answer for. And once I ask the question to you, you're going to say, yeah, you're right. It normally works everywhere else. I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the news here on KMOX. I'm Mike Claiborne, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.